Maybe I need headphones. Can you hear
Okay.
me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Okay. We up in this thing.
Okay.
Let me get situated a little.
Can
Yes.
we edit this? Is it possible to
Yeah.
edit?
We can edit
Okay.
it, after.
Because I was, because okay, yeah. Because I was gonna say, it's like, what did she say? Like, hey guys, and welcome back to Industry with Ashar Damore, and then you can say your name. Like, how are we gonna do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to work. That's why I said, can we edit it? Because now it just sounds like we just talking and we ain't have, like, they don't got their shit together. They don't have no intro. They just talking. No, and they ain't say what the topic was.
Well, guess what, folks?
So we
We
need to edit.
live. You're part of it. So
Well,
yeah,
we live. We're trying to figure everything out, and that's just what we're gonna do. And this is the first episode, so bear with us, okay?
Yes, this is a part of being a black entrepreneur and an independent artist. You got to figure this stuff out. It's a part of
Yeah, that's a, okay. So what's this topic? What? How to figure? How we're figuring it out? And we can
Mm-hmm.
just what? Just random stuff that comes to mind. Okay. This is what happened. This is what I was trying to say when we right before we started recording. I was saying that, I had to realize that, my goals are different than others. So with that being said, when my goals are different, so where I'm at in my timeline is going to be different because I'm going to a different destination. Like, okay, if I was Listen, if I took a trip, if I was taking a trip to LA and then somebody was taking a trip to New York, we're going on two different directions, right? So everything that they see on the way to New York is going to be different from what I'm seeing on my way to California. Just to give you an example of what I'm trying to say, because so that's like, I feel like that's something that can help when it comes to comparison. When you can look, you're looking at somebody else's journey and seeing all these great things that are happening to them, and those things are going to be totally different from your experience in some cases. I mean, you might experience some of the same things, I'm not sure. But if you're experiencing something different, it's because your destination is different. Your goals are different. The end goal is different. So, I just remind myself of that and just say, you know what? I have a totally different goal.
Yeah,
And
you gotta
so,
be easy with
my
yourself.
process is different.
Because it's all something that we have to learn through trial and error and experience. And sometimes that journey can be so, it can be what it is, an experience. It can be exhausting, it can be confusing, it can be thrilling and exhilarating. It can also be very silent, it can be lonely. But then you get these spurts of joyous moments like, yeah, I did that. And I think one of the points we were talking about with that was just being able to take all those ideas, put them out into the world, and now it's like you got to make sure somebody is actually seeing them. And that's the whole marketing side of it. You were talking about that, and was having to figure out what's going to work best, how we're going to get people involved, how we're going to keep people engaged, to see what we're doing, how we always can't rely on people that we know because it's a totally different market for what we're doing. But yeah, at the end of the day, we all just trying to take trips and be on somebody's beach enjoying the sun. I mean.
Right. So, and look, so we're trying to, going back to figuring things out, we're trying to figure out how to be on the beach and just relaxing. I mean, you know what? And that's actually, that's it's more possible than what you may think. It's just right now, it's not a season for me to be on the beach, and I'm okay with that. I'm very content with where I'm at. And I don't feel like, everything has to always be a vacation. It's sometimes it's times where it's like, okay, I have to, and then yes, I love what I do. So it's never like a burden for me. And if it is, I'm gonna book that vacation and go be on that beach. I'm not gonna let work burn me out. And I'm my own boss. So, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not about to work me if I don't want to work.
Exactly.
And I take off enough time now in the middle of the weeks, or, you know, some days I don't, you know, I don't go so hard if I feel like I'm tired, or, you know, I allow myself that grace and I allow myself the space to, you know, to just be sometimes, because I work so hard and I've accomplished so much already. And sometimes you just have to sit back and reflect and just be like, you know what? You know, I'm not where I want to be next, but look at what I've done so far that got me to where I'm at. And just to be able to, you know, sometimes just sit back and appreciate where you've been and where you are now, versus trying to, I'm always trying to go to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. Yeah, I mean, the next thing gonna be there when you get there, but I'm sure not about to stress out about anything. And then if I do start stressing out, I give myself that break. And I suggest that our listeners to give themselves a break. If you're suffering burnout, give yourself a break. You deserve it. You can take a break and nothing's gonna happen, because you need it. Like, it's okay to reset, you know. And if you feel like, hey, depending on what type, with how you run your business, if you feel like everything would fall apart, then, you know, then you should implement some different systems. So if you do step away, that's not a fear that you have, or, you know, like, hey, everything's going to be taken care of because I have the right systems in place, or I have the right team in place that's going to take care of everything in my absence. And that's also a part of figuring out finding the right team. And the right play, you know, the right players and what position they need to be.
Yes. Playing. Oh my gosh.
That's so important.
Yes. You said a key thing too, like, you know, not being afraid to like take a break, because that's a difficult thing too. Cause like how you said, if you're wearing so many hats, you're handling so many responsibilities and obligations, like you're basically running an empire, as I call myself, a one woman wrecking crew sometimes. It's like when those moments come, you know what I'm saying? Those moments come and you're like, man, like I think you told me something earlier, like it was something you wanted to do, and it's like your brain just won't let you. And you have those moments and you're just like, nope, I have to accept the fact of like, my spirit, my body, my mind doesn't want to do this right now, because maybe I need to do something else. Maybe I need to reflect. Maybe I need to meditate. Maybe I need to take some downtime so I can feel energized. And you're right, having the team and delegating, like, it's, somebody said it to me, somebody very important told me about that. And it's not that I didn't know, but, you know, that's a part of it too, just knowing who you can trust to delegate things to, who has, you know, respect for your vision. Because I found the importance of just, you know, even if I delegate something to someone, I found the importance of just screen recording and voice memos to just help get things across, and then leave it at that and trusting that person to do everything else from there and execute it, because that gives you more room to focus on everything else that you need to do. But yeah, it does take a lot, and it takes a lot of focus, and we do have to be kinder to ourselves, especially, you know, it's like, no offense to other races or cultures, but just like we say, being a Black entrepreneur and being an artist, like, it's a totally different lane that only certain people are built to handle. It's a lot. It's a lot, okay? But at the same time, like you said, appreciating that moment. Yeah, appreciating what you've done. And that's something that I've learned over time. Like, not because I didn't appreciate things that I did, but to me, it just felt like, okay, well, I did that, but here I am now. It's like, what am I doing now? But I've done so much that you have to take time to like really give yourself credit for all of these things, because there are things that I've done that I don't even publicize or showcase because they're so precious to me, like in my journey. And I'm just like, man, I need to give myself credit. Like, I've met so many people, I've touched so many things, I've been so many places, like I've been in spaces that people wouldn't even imagine that I've been in. And it's like, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? I'm so humble about it, I don't even say much. And then when I'm not humble, it's like, well.
sometimes you have to co-sign yourself. You have to be your own hype woman. You have to tell us right now, what's some of the things that you've done that you don't publicize? Publicize that today, because I'm curious. Like, what? It might be something I don't know. Tell me, done. Let the people know. It's time to shine.
Like, even when I was younger, when I was a teenager, like, just to imagine, like, I was touring on a A-list level with a national, with a world-renowned choir. And mm-hmm. I'm talking about we're going to different places, we're meeting different celebrities, and I'm a teenager. I'm talking about we're getting driven around and stretched. You know, when the stretch limousines was real popular.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. Being treated to fucking dinner. Yes, being treated to dinner and fucking shit at Navy Pier. And for those that are from Chicago and have been to Navy Pier, and you go to like their rooftop, I'm talking about all laid out limousine riding up into the shit. You know what I'm saying? Or the fact that I was a member of a Grammy Award winning group, the Fish Jubilee Singers, and I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even talk about it because I remember when I was afraid
to audition. You got to be publicizing that now. That's about to be on all of your bios and on every platform. You should be like toured with like, part whatever in whatever capacity that you were involved with them. You need to be putting on everything from now on. I didn't know that. You need to be putting that Grammy.
Yeah,
people respect that. That's
you, and you know what's so funny?
You have so much stuff that you need to be using. I didn't know.
Yes, like the fact that Usher sponsored one of my posts singing his covers, and I just haven't even built on that yet. Like, he's one of my all-time favorite male artists. Like, and he sponsored one of my posts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and a major label wants to work with me, you know, for writing. And it's just like, man, like, and I've met people that have been around in this industry for like years. I'm talking about like, literally got Babyface on speed dial. Literally got, you know what I'm saying, L.A. Reid on speed dial. Like, I'm that's what I'm saying. Like, and I think about this, like, man, like, why do I not? And it's just because, like, I think we were talking not too long ago about, like, those tangible results. And I think that's mm-hmm. what it is for me. Like, I get so used to meeting people that just be talking. And I'm like, I ain't trying to just be talking.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but you do have a tangible result with Usher and stuff, and that is something. And I did see that somewhere on your website or something like that. You did mention that mm-hmm. somewhere in some verbiage on something of you. I know I read that. You did put that out there. So that is out there, and congratulations to you on that. And congratulations to you if you have now been told, you know, congratulations to all the stuff that you did when you were in high school. Congratulations for, you know, the record label being interested in you for your writing, and you know all the people that you've been able to touch with your music and what you've done individually.
Yeah, I just ain't paid for marketing. That's it.
Once you get that, you in there, girl. Already in there. But you know, and I feel like you know what you were saying is so important. It's like, you know, the stuff that you did before, it counts, you know, mm-hmm. all those things count. Even if you were a teenager, even if it was 20 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever, all those things count. It does. Like, remember the other day I was saying, like, if you win the Nobel Peace, it don't matter when, it could have been in 1972.
Right.
If you want it, you want it. It don't matter how long ago, I want it. Yeah, I'm gonna keep saying I won that Nobel Peace Prize until I'm gonna keep saying
until
it. Even if
come,
I die, they gonna be saying I won it and when I won it. So I mean, it's so important for us, especially as you know, as independent artists. We don't always get as much shine. Excuse me. We don't always get as much shine as you know. Some of our, I guess, major artist counterparts, because it is because of the marketing. It is because of, you know, the financial backing that they have. And, you know, as independent artists, we're a lot of times we're coming out of our very own pockets. We're bootstrapping, you know, our ventures. And it's a little bit more difficult for us to get the fanfare and for us to get the publicity, but it still doesn't take away from our accomplishments. And just because something is not necessary, you know, a commercial success, doesn't mean that we have not had success. And we need to value our success no matter what, And it's okay to be humble and to stay humble and stuff, but it is also okay to remind people who you are and to tell people who you are, because that is a way to market and brand yourself. Because if people don't know, if you don't talk about things you've done, how people hope know about you? And you never know. A lot of times, just mentioning what you've been involved with, people, I believe in, what is it, what is it, 6 degrees of separation, or is it 7 degrees?
Yeah.
Don't get
I know
me this
what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. Small world, small
but
fucking
small world. and so, so many times that I had, even how I met you, it was a small world.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it's like one thing leads to another. You could say just one small thing, and somebody could be like, you know what, I have a business partner that did this and this, and they know somebody, and I'm gonna pass my your information along to them. You know how many times that's happened to me? Or they could be like, my husband or my wife is this person, and you'd be like, what? You know, kinds of ways that people know somebody else that can help you. And a lot of times God is putting people in front of you and you don't even know why. And you know, you could mention that, and it may not even be that it's them. They are that missing link. So it's so important to talk about yourself. Promote yourself, and because, you know, like we say, like we're our own manager, your own agent, your own everything.
And you know what? A key part of what you said right there too, like how you run into people, you meet people, like I think that's a key thing too, like when you're doing this, because that's how you know it's really meant, because there's no way you would just meet these people by happenstance. Like it'd be destined for you to meet certain people. Like even the people that aren't even around like that, and they just came and went, like for some reason, even if it wasn't the person, it was something that you learned from them, or something that you wouldn't have experienced if you didn't come across them. And then I think that's another thing that catches us up too, because in that same breath, because we have to do so much, sometimes that can be a strain with trying to make sure you keep up with people too, because you start to run into so many people, and it's like, okay, you know, I want to make sure that I utilize this relationship in the best way, or I build on it, but then that means I got to make sure I got A, B, C, D, and E, F, G, H, I in order. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I think about the major performance I had in LA last year. Oh my gosh, so great! And I think about all the people that I met and I came in contact with, and I've stayed in contact with these people, you know, obviously. But at the same time, it's like, man, with me staying in contact with them, there's still so much I've had to do within the past 6 to 7 months since I've met them. And even that's been a task. But like you said, it's still needed, because if you're always talking about it with people and people seeing that, and they're touching base with you, and they're touching base with other people that they can connect you to, that's motivation in itself to keep you focused on what you're doing. And really, you know, understanding like maybe some of the things that you are doing or have been doing on your own, you might be able to shift over to whoever that person is, or whoever introduced you, or maybe they have a resource. So it just all kind of goes hand in hand. And it's funny, because they do say like, you really got to be built for this. And I don't think a lot of people get that either. Like, it's so much stuff that goes on beyond the surface. It's literally an iceberg of shit. It really is. Really is an iceberg.
You know, I like what you were saying when you were talking about how you kept in contact with the connections that you made. And I think that is so important when you're coming up in any type of career objective that you have, or, you know, like what I was trying to say is more like any type of career that you're in. You know, even if you're in corporate America, it's so important to maintain the honest connections that you made with people, and to groom those relationships and stuff, to reach out to people and to be genuine, you know, and to really, like, especially if you felt like, okay, this was really a genuine connection. And I feel like there's been a lot of times where I made connections, but, you know, I did not really stay connected with those people. And sometimes I wonder, like, oh man, what if I? And then, but this honestly, a lot of times I've had tried to stay connected with people, and those relationships just didn't work out, or you know, it was good for what it was, and then you know, it wasn't. But as much as possible, trying to really hold on to those connections and to build, you know, relationships with people, because you never know who can be somebody that you can partner with in the future, or even if it might not even be so much that you're going to work with, it might be, you may be blessing somebody else because you know that person, and it might be somebody who you meet this person and you can connect them, and that's even good. I like to also be a blessing to others as well. So just make sure you know, you're maintaining those relationships and stuff, because I feel like that's how you can create longevity as well. You know, yeah. It's not always, it may not be immediately you're going to work with that person or whatever. It might be a couple years from now or five, or it may even just be somebody else might meet you that they know, and you can have positive things to say about you.
Yeah.
You know, as a recommendation, and you don't even know, you know, they say like, you don't really know what people are saying about you when you're not in the room or whatever, and mm-hmm. you don't know. So you never know. Your name might be mentioned or brought up in a room that you're not in, and you, next thing you know, you out here and you doing something that you never thought you would even be able to do, all because, you know, you stay connected with somebody. I think that is so important, and I'm talking to myself right now, because I'm like, yeah, I definitely need to do that and do a better job at just maintaining those connections that I do make, and just being grateful for those. And then it was something, man, I wrote some notes, but it's something I did want to mention about when you were saying you have to have certain things in art, like you have to be prepared, and being prepared is so important. And sometimes we, you know, when things aren't really happening, that is the time where we should be preparing for that next opportunity, preparing for when we do meet this random person, or we go somewhere and something happens and it's like, oh, okay. So being prepared is I feel like a lot of times it's a season. Sometimes preparation is a season, and when you have that downtime and you feel like, oh, I'm not really making the connection, or everything is stagnant, think about what, you know, how do you want to present yourself the next time you're out, or when you do get that next opportunity, how do I want to, how can I prepare, and how do I want to be prepared? But then also, I just also want to say, like, you don't have to always be prepared. A lot of the best things that have happened to me, I was not prepared for. I did not. There was no way to be prepared for it.
Yeah.
And it's okay to not be prepared for something and just to take that leap and to say yes and to learn along the way. And it's okay to not know. And I think that goes back to being humble is not always just like, I'm going to be humble and not talk about. Being humble is being honest and saying, hey, I don't know something. That's also being humble. I want to do this. Yeah, I'm game, but I'm going to be humble and say, I had never done this before. Or let me be humble and ask the question so I can learn, you know? But yeah, you don't have to always be prepared. And I feel like I'm still learning. There's still so much I don't know. And that's a part of the process. And I'm okay with not knowing. I'm okay with being humble and asking those questions. And I definitely, over the years, I've gotten better at asking questions and not just sitting back and shrinking in certain environments. Like, just being able to be like, okay, yeah, I'm here. I deserve to be here. And yeah, I may not know everything. But the funny thing is like, everybody else don't know everything either.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how experienced they are, no matter how, you know, long they've been doing a certain thing, it's something that they don't know. You know, nobody knows everything about everything. So just try to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. And you said something key too, like since none of us knows everything, we always try to learn or at least try to know a little bit about something as much as we can. You know what I'm saying? And always try to keep educating ourselves and being aware. But there's no way all of us could possibly know everything. It's just impossible. But then on top of that, like you said, us being okay with that and being comfortable with that part of ourselves within this journey, like, really makes a difference too. Because, like I said, the key thing that you said is like not worrying about being prepared. Because for me, like I was saying, having these different relationships and meeting different people, it is motivating, but it also pushes you to where, like, okay, next time I talk to this person or next time I meet with this person, like, let me make sure, you know what I'm saying? And then we get hard on ourselves about that. And like you said, sometimes just not being prepared is okay because obviously you were prepared enough to even get that far. Obviously you were prepared enough to even come into contact with this person. Obviously you were prepared enough to even, have the successes that you've had thus far. And I think sometimes it really comes down to like us just being able to go back and see those results. And I think that's something that we need to remind ourselves of too. Like how you said earlier, like brag about the stuff we've done, be proud about the things we've done, but also like always go back and look at everything that you've done as well, so you can keep yourself up and motivated. Like, yeah, I even if it was yesterday, yeah, I did that yesterday. I did that today. Seriously, because it's so much that goes on. Like, I was telling somebody the other day, like, so much happens within a short time frame. Like, it's so much to talk about. Like, just between yesterday and today, so much has happened. And I don't think people realize how much happens in 24 hours. And especially like if you look online and you see like you know what I'm saying, the people that people know, faces and celebrities and artists and whoever that they know, like I said, iceberg, you have no idea. No idea. And they have, they have like that epitome that people have or look for already. And we're at this stage, like we're shifting. You know what I'm saying? Like we're shifting to that. And people need to understand, like, hey, listen. You know how they say, and forgive me because I'm so hoarse right now. Like I was doing so much yakking, but you know how they say it takes a village to raise a child. Like, man, it takes a dynasty to run an empire. Like that's how I feel. That's how I feel. But yeah, shit's
Okay,
wild.
so the topic of the show is
Right,
so
just
the
to catch
topic
you
of the
guys
show is
up.
figuring things out. And as a Black entrepreneur and an independent artist, so let me ask you this question, Tiara. What are some things that you had, what's something that you've had to figure out, that you did figure out?
I mean, I don't
Old
want
or
to take.
recent? It could be recent or old or something that you're trying to figure out.
I didn't want to say the simple answer of everything, but that was my first thought and the everything.
But okay, how does
But
that make you feel? How does it make you feel to be like you, okay, you earlier you said, you're like a, what is it, a woman, what did you say, a one woman,
oh,
what did
one
you,
woman wrecking crew.
okay, so that's you figuring out everything. So how does that make you feel, like, to be, how is that experience, I guess is what I'm asking,
I will
figuring
say
out
this, like,
everything by
the best way I
as a
can,
one person.
yeah, and I was gonna say the best way I can break it down is like, and I think it just kind of applies to everything, no matter what type of realm you're in. It's just finding that balance. And that's the part that I think that we all just look to figure out, no matter where we are in life. And that means a lot of different things for different people. So for me, in this spectrum, like being an entrepreneur and an artist, like finding that balance for me is knowing how much to invest in myself, you know what I'm saying? Knowing, you know what I'm saying? Versus like casting off to other people to handle for me, you know what I'm saying? Knowing how transparent I need to be versus like what I keep to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, yeah.
Because in my mind, like even when I go through stuff, I still try to like make a joke out of it. You know what I'm saying? Or like find or I'm quiet, like I just don't talk about it. But in the same breath, you know, like a lot of people, they find ways to put that into music. And it's like, for me, the type of music I want to make, sometimes it goes with that, sometimes it does not. Like, so you got to pick and choose that. But I think the biggest factor, if nothing else, like figuring out how to be a mom and to do all of this, that's really been like, I think the biggest thing, because there are a lot of things that I would do without caring about the risk behind it if I wasn't a mother. But since I am, it's like I can't just consider myself. And that makes a lot of, I think that's what weighs heavy on a lot of my decisions, because I can never just think about myself. I have to think about this other life that can't do for their own life yet. You know what I'm saying? And I brought them into this world. So it's like, yeah, I gotta, everything that I do, it has to be a positive effect, not only on me, but on his outcome and his livelihood, because he has his own things that he wants to do as well, that I totally support and believe.
Are you still live with me? Because it's so silent.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
I'm still
great.
here.
Because I was like, this is still new. So I'm like, oh man, I done messed up something. But yeah, something just came to me when you were saying that, and it's like as moms, we're always talking about like the balance and oh, we have to make these decisions and stuff. That's not just me. And I know for myself, I say, and I've said this before, like, oh, I would be moving so differently without children to think about. I mean, the same thing you're saying. However, what thought just came to me when you were saying that same stuff that that we keep saying that, like, oh yeah, I'll be out here. But I'm like, don't you think that that makes us better decision makers? That automatically makes us a better decision maker, because we're leaders of our family. We're leading our children. It makes you automatically a leader when you become a parent. And as an entrepreneur, you are leading your business. And anybody that's on your team, whether that's a full-time employee, part-time employee, freelance worker or contract work, whatever it is, anybody you decide to bring on your team, or as an artist, if that's your agent, man, you're ultimately in first position. And I again, as a mom, and when you're considering another person, or in some cases multiple people outside of yourself. And I think that's a skill set that can be applied in running your business. You're not, when you're running your company, you're not thinking about just you and how it's going to benefit you. You're thinking about the bigger picture. So I feel like, a lot of times we have the viewpoint of like, oh, I can't do this because I'm a mom and I have to think about that, versus like, maybe what if we flipped it? And we said, I'm a better decision maker because I'm a mom. I make better business decisions. I make better career choices for myself because I have to consider other people that surround me and not just me. If I change, like a shift in the mindset, so that way it's not, because you can have resentment as a mom, and you can't, or as a parent, if you're very heavy on your decision making being based off of the well-being of your children, which most parents are. And but again, I'm always working on changing my perspective, and that was just a thought that came to me, like, actually I'm making better decisions, and it makes me more of a compassionate person, and better in making business decisions, because I'm always considering people outside of myself. So it's always for the greater good. It is not just for me. And when something's for the greater good, it's going to benefit, it's going to always come back to you and have an even greater benefit on you in the long run, because you're doing it out of love. You're doing it out of a space of, of love, like I said.
Yeah. You're right, though, because I think you made a key point there. Like, it does, because you have to be, you got to think everything through. That's the best way I can put it. Like, you really do. Now, I will say this, like, it does, from my experience, I think it also gives us a leg up from that perspective of, like, how we do approach business when it comes to being, a Black woman in business, being an artist, and how we have to deal with, I guess you could say, what's the word I'm looking for? How we have to deal with our propositions in business. And what I mean by that, like, I think we were having a conversation the other day about, like, how most of the industry is ran by males. So yeah. It kind of makes us, it makes us very assertive. It makes us very, forward thinkers. It makes us, what's the word I'm looking for? I said assertive. It was something else I was trying to say. Because like you said, like, we're leaders. So it makes us very, I'm trying to think of the word. What's the best word? Because I said assertive, but it was something else that I wanted to say. It'll come to me. But my point is that.
I'm not sure. I want to help you out, but I don't know what you're trying to say. So, yeah. Let us know when you get back to
sometimes the word. It makes us intimidating. That's the word I was looking for. Sometimes it makes us intimidating. That was the word.
Oh, wow.
Because
wow.
We are so assertive. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because we are so assertive.
Intimidating. Wow. I don't know if I'm going to speak on it. I might circle back to that later on. I might circle back to that later on. Because you said something and something just went off in my head, like all these different fireworks, boom, boom. It's like in my brain, it's like happening, because it's making me realize some stuff. I wanted to say, I want to talk about, and then I am going to circle back around to being intimidating. I want to go back and give my response to what I'm trying to figure out, or what I've been. I think the biggest thing for me, especially as an independent artist, and in general in life, is how to be authentic. And that's not to say, and it should be like, authentic, just be yourself. And I've heard time and time, just be yourself, blah, 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 blah. You know, cool. That sounds right.
Talk about a double-edged sword.
It sounds right? It sounds so intuitive to say, be yourself. And that's authenticity. And, but then with, there's all these different social constructs that would actually tell you otherwise, like it's said to be yourself, but you're not. It's at the beginning of life, especially as women, Black women, there's all these different social constructs. There's all these different stereotypes, all these different, so many different things that we're up against. And then, and somehow you have to break out of that and be your authentic self. And definitely the older I get, I'm just like, it's all about authenticity. And that's something that I've been trying to figure out for a while. Mm-hmm. As an artist, you want to stand out, you want to be different. And I don't want to be like, the next person or the next person. And I know, and it's really not even that hard for me to be different. Like, going back to being yourself, I've always kind of been like this kind of like alternative person. I don't know why. Like, I've always just been, I've noticed, and other people have noticed and have told me, like, yeah, I'm a little bit different, and that's great. I think that I love that about myself. I've learned to love the things that make me unique, and I've become more and more okay with standing alone in that power that is my own power. And that's still, but it's still something I'm trying to figure out, because I'm always evolving and there's always so many different things that are changing about me. So authenticity looks different for me now than what it did maybe even 5 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I'm still authentic now. You know, I've changed and I've evolved because I've learned so much, and exactly. I have a new vision. I have I've streamlined my process.
So the authenticity, I love that word.
Yep. It's, you know, I'm becoming even more of myself. And I feel like also the authenticity is taking the mask off, taking, you know, stripping away, the different things that, okay, I may have thought I was supposed to do, or this is what they, you know, I heard you should be doing, or whatever. And just being okay with, you know, my ideas, and being okay with my thought process, and being okay with, and that's about, and that goes back to being a leader. When you're a leader, you know, you have your own way of thinking. You have your own way of doing things. You have your own system that you've created, and creative process that works for you. And it's not always going to look like the next person. And to also bring in what you were talking about, being a male dominated industry, you know, where a lot of the leaders have been men in the past, and we don't lead like, we're not going to, our leadership is not going to look like that. You know, exactly. Being able to lead from a feminine perspective and be respected for it. And that's going back into the intimidation. When you are a female and you are standing in your power and you know exactly who you are, that can be intimidating to anybody, whether it be male or female. I definitely feel like, you know, there's been moments when I was saying those fireworks, and it's like I already knew that, but the word intimidating was not what I put with it. So, you know, I was feeling something, but I didn't have you gave me the word that what it really was. And I was like, they were intimidated. Dang, I'm just now figuring that out. Because it's been situations where, you know, and a lot of times when people are intimidated, what I'm specifically talking about in some of my experience is like, they want to try to take you down a peg or two. They want to switch it and try to make it seem like you down here and they're up there, but really they're afraid of, you know, your power. They're afraid of who you are because they see something in you and they don't really want you to know. Even though you may already know, sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you can see something in you that you don't even know exists yet.
Yeah.
And that makes you intimidating to that person. And a lot of people, they'll try to take away your power. And again, and most of the time, those are people that I just end up not working with or never seeing again. And again, I never looked at it as like, oh, they were intimidated or whatever, because sometimes these people were in a more position of power than me, but that does not, they're still a human being. That does not mean they don't have the capacity to be intimidated by you, you know, because, you know, what better way than to take away your power by saying something derogatory to you, or telling you, I want to work with you, but you need to work on this aspect. And the way that they do it or say it is kind of like, that's some bullshit. You be knowing like, that don't really sound right, but okay. You know? So, and that happened to me so many times, and that's what led me to, you know, being so independent as an artist. I always end up, you know, I've ended up creating my own lane in that way. And because I'm not about to deal with certain things. I'm not about to deal with certain energy, because I don't have to at the end of the day. And, you know, it doesn't matter what this person, and I feel like, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they want to gatekeep certain opportunities and stuff for you, or because they feel like, oh, I worked to get to this point, and you know, now here you can. I mean, this happened to me a few times. I'm not even about to get into But that's another topic. But that's happened to me a few times where I'm like, wow, your people want to come in and block you because they're intimidated by, if you get this next opportunity, you're going to soar, you're going to take off. Still be where I'm at. So I'm going to make it seem like you not really as dope as, you are. I'm going to make it seem like, or I'm going to say, I'm not going to pass your information along, or I'm going to, ghost you, or I'm not going to do what I said I was going to do because, I'm actually intimidated by you. So if anybody's listening, if you feel like, oh, there's been some time that people played you or somebody, they said something, or whatever, they might have been intimidated by you. And you
And that
thinking
is
it's, oh, they hating and intimidated, or oh, they were so wrong and intimidated by you.
It took me so long to figure that out because it's so everything you said just hit spot on because like I'm the type of person I've always known who I was and who I am from a very young age to the point where it was like the best way I can put it, like I remember having moments to myself, like I knew who I was so much where it's like, why am I even here? Like, what's
Exactly.
my purpose here? Like, why was I born here? Why do I live here? I'm having those thoughts, right? And as I got older, it shifted in different parts of my life because I, just young and growing, allowing other people's perception to dictate how I needed to be in the sense of like, maybe there was something I needed to work on, or maybe there was something I was doing wrong. When it was like, no, I've always just known who I was, and people were afraid of that. And you know what I'm saying? And it's not to speak bad on them, but it's just like a lot of people didn't know who they were, even at certain ages. Like, I have so many stories. I joke around all the time and say I could probably write a book about my life, but but anyway. It's so funny too, because while we were sitting here talking, I was having deja vu because I think the biggest thing from that, with us having this conversation, is that people should really understand too that if you see someone that has like that light or that strong sense of self or that leadership or they walk in their power and stand in their power, people have to understand that doesn't take away from the next person's power. Like you have your own power. Stand in it, walk in it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let someone else's power make you feel like you don't have any. Like, look at the Power Rangers. Like, I don't know why that came to me, but I'm just saying,
But
like,
yeah, I know. I think I know where you're going with this. Oh,
you know what
keep
I'm
going.
saying? But then even with that, like and I think that was the key part of what we were saying earlier, like the people that you meet in that sense of like, that's why discernment is so important because you do have to know the type of people that you're dealing with. Because you made a key point of like people that even put you in that type of headspace, you don't even deal with them. And again, that's why the connections we do make, they're so valuable. That's what I would say, because it's a different outcome. You have people that see that light in you and they want to continue to make it shine and bring it out and vice versa. And that's a very key thing when you're in business for yourself and especially being an artist. Like, man, that's why people that so many people say it like, about who they have around and their team and how people, whatever the case may be, like it really makes a difference. It does. My voice so hoarse, I'm sorry.
You
I'm over
don't have
here
to
trying to get it all
apologize.
out.
Have you been drinking tea or anything?
I'm actually making some today. I have to finish cutting up some fruit and something
Yeah, I'm
else I
probably
need
gonna make
to
myself some tea in a minute here because I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. Well, yesterday I wasn't feeling that well, and then today I feel a little bit better. And I don't know what happened overnight, and I just turned my heat up a little bit more last night. But then I was like, this is totally off topic, but I mean, then I started sweating too much. So I'm like, dang, I don't know if like with my heat down too low last night. But the night before, when I caught like some type of sniffle, and then it was too hot. I don't know what happened, but I'm having a little bit of like issues as well over here. So I hope you feel better and just
It's
make
only
sure
been
you're
like
taking
this
care of
for a bit.
yourself.
Yeah, it's just been like this for a day, so it's not that bad. And I'm definitely gonna follow suit and make sure I got my tea, because yeah, that's another thing too, like when you are in business for yourself and being an artist, because both of us sing, like taking care of yourself is so important. Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
taking care of
You
yourself is so
have to do
important. Taking care of your voice is so important. I know,
it.
and I have to get my stash back up too. I have, I have my collection of teas and different throat lozenges and
Yeah, me
throat
too.
spray, all type of homeopathic stuff that helps with my vocal cords and different, obviously, doing your vocal exercises and stuff and all
Yep.
that kind of stuff is so important. But and then giving your voice rest as well, making sure
Yep.
that if it, like if you are having difficulties, make sure you rest. I One of my hacks is I like to put even if I'm not really having any throat issues, putting a towel, not a towel, I don't know why I said that, a scarf, wearing like a scarf, a warm scarf around your neck, that really helps. Just to keep your vocal cords warm and stuff. That's one way to take care of your vocal cords. And
Okay, that's neat. I've never heard of that. I'm gonna try that out one day.
yeah, you should do it now. Which you lost, that you lost your voice. Put like a. I mean, and girl, you in Chicago? It's probably cold. You
Girl, I don't go outside when it's cold,
oh,
Chad.
but oh yeah, well,
I
you
try to stay
indoors.
in.
But
But you know what?
just a
You made
little.
it
It doesn't
easier.
even have to be a winter scarf. It could be even if you had like a small like bandana or a silk scarf, something. Just anything that's going to add an extra layer around your neck.
Okay.
And then yeah, it really, really is helpful. Making sure, and then even if you when you go outside, like a neck scarf is an important accessory. Even when you go outside and you're like, oh, it's not that, like still put it on. Like still put it on. Serious.
Yeah,
It's
I
very,
agree
very
with you.
helpful,
I definitely
especially
wear
if you
a scarf.
have a performance. Put it on.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I like that point you made. You said your hacks, because I definitely have one of those too. I took a little Ricola
I love,
and put it in some, you know what
okay,
I'm saying? Put it in hot
Ricola.
tea. Yeah, and I put some in my hot tea, and like normally in my tea, like I always try to add, this might sound crazy, but I always try to add like a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of cayenne, and I'll like put lime and lemon juice in it, and
No,
then
that
I'll
does
like
not
pick,
sound crazy. That sounds smart.
right? And then I pick like my choice flavor of tea that I really want to get in, or like it, depending on what I'm doing, and then like I'll put like a little, I don't always put honey or agave, but if I do need something sweet, depending on the tea flavor, then I'll do it. But most time, I just drink it straight with that, and I'll put like a little Ricola in it and let it melt, and then sip on that, and that normally does the trick. That's why I said, man, I need to cut this fruit while I'm
Yeah, I need
sitting here. But
to.
yeah.
I definitely need to get some more of the Ricolas because my favorite one is the. It's like it has. It's Echinacea and something else in
Oh
it.
yes.
That
One of
one's
my
really
favorite
good.
teas.
So
Yep.
it looks like we. Oh, our listener just left. We had some listeners in here. I was gonna
Oh, he'll be
catch them
back,
up
no
to speed. I was gonna catch them up to speed on what we were talking about, but okay, that's cool. But
worries.
yeah, to get back on the one thing I did want to share with our listeners is my this is my number one go-to for a sore throat, and it really does help. It's called Gargle Away.
Oh.
It's good, and it has some of the ingredients you're talking about, like the cayenne and all this stuff. Let me pull it up real quick. Gargle Away. It's a
Yeah.
lifesaver. That is in my stash. Like Gargle Away Advanced Throat Care. But
Yeah. No jokes, guys. No
it
jokes. Thank
has
you.
Himalayan salt, apple cider vinegar, Mediterranean organic, I mean or oregano, excuse me, licorice root, cayenne pepper, organic honey and lemon. And it's a powder, and you put it in warm water. And you gargle with it, but this is one other thing. This is a saving grace for a sore throat. It helps with inflammation. Like, I'm giving them like a whole, this whole ad.
Right. Like, y'all need to send us some packs and Amazon, Amazon too. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure, like, is that on Amazon?
It is on Amazon. But it also is available at Walgreens. So you can get it from there. And
Instacart, thank you.
Yeah. It's Amazon. It kind of takes a while. I think whoever is selling it on Amazon, it's not available through Prime. It's 2-day shipping. It does take a little while to get here if you order it on Amazon, but it's worth it. And this is in the kit. This is a part of the kit.
And you know what? As you were saying it, I was so looking it up, and I'm so glad you said that about the Prime part, because I'm like, well, that's great for those that are buying individually, but if you want to get a Prime version, they got the packs. You get you a 6-count for $33.
Yeah.
And 12 for $23.
Okay, so they do have it, but it's you have to order multiple packs. But yep. You just want that individual. But it is worth it, because it's a product that I use on a continuous basis. You know, if my throat is hurting, and even if it's before a show or anything like that, even if your throat's not, it helps clear away any mucus, anything. Mm-hmm. So it's going to give you that clean kind of slate for you to, you know, have a better experience, a clearer sound. So,
okay. And you know what? I'll add one more thing to that with you. Have you ever, try this like peppermint oil, and you like either smell it or you like have like a drop or two?
Yes, I have an oil diffuser that I put all types of oils in, different essential oils. Peppermint oil, you talking about peppermint oil, let me tell you what I do.
Yes, I mean like actually digesting, like orally digesting, like
Although that, I mean, you know, I've had like, I guess the equivalent maybe would be like a peppermint tea or something like that, but I've never just put but what I do with peppermint oil, let me tell y'all something else that can help.
Okay.
Open up your sinuses and all that stuff. You put some drops of peppermint oil in the shower.
Yes. And some eucalyptus. Yes.
Yeah, eucalyptus. Anything like that that's going to open up. And they also have these products that are called like, it's like a bath bomb, but it's for the shower. It's like a shower fizzer or something like that. And they have they have different fragrances and stuff. If you want to, you can get some that have like the mint and the eucalyptus and stuff. If you are trying to, you know, like clear any nasal situation or open up your throat, that's also another hack that's really, really good. And but the essential oils I feel like it's easier, especially like when you're traveling and stuff. It's easy for me to just, you know, take a bottle of oil and then I can put it anywhere I want to, and just, you know, when I'm taking a shower or whatever. And you know, I probably could put a few drops in some. What do you put the oil in? Is it like in hot water or your tea, or you just,
well,
you just
that,
take
that's
it
kind
on,
of what I was
How
that's
you
kind of what I was getting at, because like I'll drop it in my tea. Yes, I will do that. But like at a young age, like I was shown this. I would literally take peppermint oil, and I would take a drop or two, and literally like put it on like the back of my tongue, and then like let it do the rest. Right?
Okay. I'm gonna try it.
It's strong now. It's strong now. And anybody that I've recommended this to, I always warn them, like, it is very strong. That's why, like, a drop or two, like, don't go crazy, because, oh, you're gonna breathe. Oh, honey, you're going to breathe.
Wow. Okay.
And that's another reason I've been procrastinating, because I gotta find that. Because, you know, I just moved. So I'm like, where did I put it?
Mm-hmm. But I do that. With this pepper, I have peppermint oil. I have the roll on. I put peppermint oil on my kids as well in the morning.
Yeah.
To help them. Peppermint also helps with like migraines and focus and stuff. So before they go, I either put lavender and or peppermint oil on them in the morning to help them focus in school.
You just gave me a great idea. So, because it's been an hour now, I think the folks have got enough of our time just for now. But I think the next episode, we should really go into, like, you know, self-care and maintaining yourself as an independent artist. Like, we should really dive into that, because we got some we got some tidbits to share with the girls, and I think they'll really like it.
Okay, I agree with that. And thank you so much for tuning into Industry. I am your co-host, Ashara Moore, and...
Yep. And I am Tiara Monique, okay? And yeah, this episode was about, you know, being an entrepreneur, especially a Black woman entrepreneur, and an independent artist. So that's the episode. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace out.